Hello, 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 you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Save Not South. Woo, 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 woo. Welcome back. And if this is your first time, hello. My name is Emmy. I'm the host of Save Not South. And what is this podcast? This is a podcast of just learning how to navigate the Christian lifestyle. And this is not a soft journey. This is hard. It's narrow. It is confusing. And we're just supposed to come together as a body and just help one another. And this is what this platform is about, to just be vulnerable and raw and say exactly how it is in the Christian world and what it's like to just navigate being a Christian. And yeah, that's basically my job, is just kind of guiding you guys and whatnot. And today's a very, very special episode. Did I just film another episode about 2 hours ago? Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that. But we're going to act like it's a week from now and that today is the 18th. And do you know what October 18th is? Do you know Annika? My best friend Annika is here for commentary today. She's in the back and she's listening. My first live. Someone's watching me do it. Do you know what's on October 18th, Annika?
And it's your birthday.
You do leave on the 18th, which is crazy. But it is Save Not South's first birthday. She's turning one. So this is coming out on the 18th. Is the 18th a Wednesday or a Tuesday? I'm putting out on the 18th. I think it might be a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. So this episode is going to come out on the 18th. So it's like an exact 1 year shebang bang. Oh my gosh, that soda is coming up. Oh gosh, I start burping. I can't burp into the mic. But you guys, it's been a year and it's been such an experience to just sit here and allow God to be God and for him to just use me. To be quite honest, I've felt like such a loose limb, just like along for the ride, just like doing my little thing. And God has just brought me on such a fruitful journey, and seeing the amount of people who have been impacted by this platform and by this podcast has been so amazing and so beautiful. I'm grateful for it, like every single day of my life, of just how God's using this platform and how he's using me. And it's something I literally do not take for granted. I'm so honored and still amazed every day. And the fact that it's been a year is like, I feel like it happened in a snap, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the first birthday, God's just going to move in a way that I'm not even expecting him to move. And I'm just excited to see what he's going to do and who's going to bring along with it and what things are going to look like. So yeah, God is so good. And I'm so thankful that we hit a year and it's been consistent. It's been consecutive. It's been fruitful. It's been full of grace and love and just community. I don't know what I was expecting out of this podcast, but it definitely exceeded my expectations. And I think it exceeded everybody's expectations. I didn't even expect to do something like this. And yet here I am. And it's like probably the coolest thing. One of the coolest things I've ever done is hosting this. So I'm so honored and just want to show love to you guys. And thank you guys for just loving and supporting this platform and what God's doing through it. Yeah, it's just been so awesome. So what are we going to talk about today? what's the baby 1 year episode? As I was thinking about this, there was like a multitude of things I wanted to talk about, but I was like, oh, they can wait till after the day of birth. But I kind of want to talk, not kind of, I know God wants me to talk about this, but I felt like this was so timely because it kind of ties into what I've learned this past year with holding an influence and with the platform and the responsibility of it and what that entails. And not even just within the past, like, I feel like this is the first year I've been in like full on ministry to where I'm devoting every single day and week of my life to public ministry. And there was so much I learned from that. And even just being an influencing and holding a platform that I've learned within the past. I'm 22. I started when I was 16. So 6 years? What? That doesn't sound right. That sounds way too long. I started influencing when I was 16. Like, I started getting into social media when I was 16. I'm now 22 years old. That's 6 years. That is way too long. So I also got like 6 years of influencing like under my belt. So today I want to talk about the responsibility of influence. And I feel like a lot of Christians will try to take on this topic, and it will be a lot of strategies and concepts and ways of how to gain revenue, but not how to gain a following or how to make an impact and how to lead responsibly. And I feel like when it comes to Christians stepping into mainstream media, the responsibility of influence isn't really discussed. It's like something you have to learn behind closed doors. And the stuff that people do share, it's stuff that you can learn from people who aren't Christian. And I'm sick of it. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we get into every topic, y'all already know the drill. We're going to pray. And then we're just going to talk about what God has put on my heart. And we're just going to hear it for what he has to say. Because, you know, he be going crazy. So if you guys could please join me for prayer, that'd be great. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Just thank you for supporting this platform, this podcast for a whole year. Thank you for just staying so close to it, just for having your hand over it, for blessing so many men and women through this platform and through my voice. And I'm just so ecstatic and expectant of what you're going to do this next season and this next year, because the first one already exceeded all my expectations. And I truly do think, God, that the reason why this podcast is able to flourish the way that it does is because it's coming out of just vulnerability and obedience. And I always say, like, when I'm weak, I can recognize that you're strong, and your strength has really prevailed this past year. And I pray that it just continues to do so. I pray that there's a covering over this podcast, that you just continue to put your hand over it and be the forefront, the center, the main event of all of this, that all glory goes to you, all glorification, all recognition, all thanks. It all goes to you. I pray for this message that, my brothers and sisters, your children, have open minds, open hearts, open hands, that they are in a posture to receive. I pray that they hear you in a way that they need to hear you, or maybe in a way that they haven't heard you before. I pray that you give them a visitation, whether if it's through your word or through, whether it's through a word or through a vision or, through a sign, whatever it may be, God, I just pray that, you speak to your children. And you do so in a way to where my conscience is clear, my tongue is sharpened, and I'm full of wisdom, and I have the confidence to speak. My body is simply here just for you to communicate through it. And we're so excited to hear what you have to say. And we're just really expecting for your goodness, no matter what that looks like. And we're so thankful. I'm so thankful and just so joyous and glad. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. I have so many thoughts on this, and I kind of want to give you guys my authentic, like, real as to, like, why I really wanted to make this is because, and I'm not going to give too much information because I don't want to, like, diss nobody, but it is what it is. I feel very led to talk about this because I heard a group of people trying to lead this conversation of influencing, holding a platform, all this stuff as a Christian. And they talked about everything besides the spiritual side of it. Like, and that really didn't shake me right. And I feel like there is a need for people to know how to lead in social media or just leadership in general. And they're going based off of like worldly principles and worldly tactics. And when you step into something like this, it is so spiritual. And I want to talk about what that looks like and the responsibility and influence, what that entails, and how all of a sudden everybody thinks they need to be an influencer. There's just so many things I got on my mind, and we're going to talk a number of things. I'm going to talk about building a platform / the calling, leading on a pedestal, the spiritual labor of it all, and the burden that comes with it. And when it comes to building a platform / the calling, like, simply, if you're not called, you're not called. I just kind of want to like make this a easy like op out. Like, if you're not called to social media, you're not called to social media, and that's okay. I think there's this false perception that's being made right now that if you're not on social media and you don't have a huge following, you're not successful, or you're not making it big, or you're not making an impact. And I think a lot of people are trying to be YouTubers and influencers when we still need electricians and plumbers and people in real estate and people with 9-to-5 jobs. And I'm kind of over the idea that people who have 9-to-5s aren't successful, or that they don't live good lives, or that they're less than, that these social media influencers are more successful and they could do it on their own, all these things. And it's just kind of like everybody has their own journey, and I don't think one is more important or successful than the other. I believe that people are called to different things. And when you step into that obedience of what God wants you to step into, it's going to flourish. And I think we're seeing a lot of people in the Christian community be on social media for the wrong reasons and use Jesus's name for clout rather than for impact. And I really want to touch on how this isn't just a la-di-di-la-di-da, goo-goo-gaga position you're going to be in. When it comes to leading people, especially on social media, with the intention of knowing that a lot of people are consuming it on a high level, you have a responsibility to lead people in a mature manner. And I think that's becoming really passive now. Let me just tell you my experience and kind of be, and I don't need to prove why I'm like so-called like qualified to speak about this, but I do want to talk about why I could relate to this. So I've been in social media since I was 16. I kind of said earlier, I went viral when I was 16 to a dance video. I did a little shoot. So stupid. You're not going to see me do that ever again. You're not going to see me do that ever again. But that's how I went viral. And from there, it was just up until I was like 19, I was strict, or 18. Yeah, 18, because that's when I found Christ. Up until I was 18, I was like strictly worldly. And then once I was 18, I like barely started tapping into like, oh crap, like this is actually reaching a lot of people and I can make an impact with what I say. So the past 6 years of me doing this has been a lot of knowledge and understanding of how to build an audience, a following, how to make an impact, how to be responsible with the way that I lead and make content. And it's funny because I got both flip sides, because I was on social media and I had a platform even when I wasn't saved. And then I've also now have a platform to where I am saved and I am doing it under the obedience of God. And I think it's fair to recognize that you could still be viral and go on a platform and be really good at TikTok or social media, all these things, without Jesus, because we see a whole bunch of worldly people who have platforms and have the money and have, like, that's something that's still achievable, but it's not something I would want to do without him, because it entails so much responsibility and a lot of spiritual awareness that is not talked about, especially in the Christian community and leading as someone who is a leader in the Christian community. And like I was saying earlier, if you're not called, you're not called. And that's okay. I think a lot of Christians are kind of getting the like ding, ding, ding of like, oh, if I talk about Jesus on social media, I'm going to get a lot of likes and I'm going to get a lot of follows, because something about Christian content, it blows up very quick and you are able to get a lot of followers and a lot of people following your page, but yet you're not making an impact. I don't want to give, the whole goal of this podcast is, or this episode at least, is to not give you stuff that you could just look up on YouTube and hear from any worldly person. This is like true spiritual food and stuff that if you're a Christian and you're stepping into social media, or you're stepping into like influencing, or you're wanting to lead and you're called to make an impact in front of a mass amount of people, this is what that is for. I don't want this to be something that you could find anywhere. Like, I really want to talk about stuff that people aren't talking about. And I don't want to teach you guys how to be influencers. I want to teach you and share with you how to become an influence and how to make an impact, but not based off of your own knowledge or your own wisdom or your own doing, let alone your content, but rather because people see Jesus in you through a phone. I think that's so powerful that we are able to spread the word through something so small and make a big impact. This entails a lot of responsibility. And why is this a responsibility? Because it says so in the Bible, okay? It doesn't talk about, you know, TikTok or Instagram, but it does talk about teaching. And it does talk about how teachers are held to a higher responsibility in James 3. Word for word, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged way more strictly. This is a responsibility. If you're not called, God will not bless your influence. Something else might, but it won't be God. If you're not called, don't expect God to bless it, because he's calling you into a different room that you don't even want to step into. When it comes to this, like, I feel like I get a lot of questions on like, oh, how's your podcast do so good? Or like, oh, do you have any advice? This is all an act of obedience. I didn't plan years ago, let alone to be a Christian or let alone to do any of this. It was just God calls me and I showed up and he blessed my dang mess somehow. And I'm just living in the goodness of it. Not because I did anything, but because he called me and he just asked me to show up. I forgot I wrote this down in my notes, but it's so true. I wrote a lot of this in my chiropractor appointment today because bro showed up 45 minutes late. So I was going crazy in the waiting room, just like putting down all of my thoughts of what I've been thinking like the past week and a half. And I've been meeting a lot of people within the Christian community, and amazing people, by the way. And you'll see like a lot of people will have a lot of followers or like this or that because like two videos of theirs went viral. And then all of a sudden they think, oh shoot, I'm supposed to become an influencer and I'm supposed to make revenue and money off this. And I just want to add some language to that if I can. Just because a video of yours went viral doesn't mean that you're supposed to be an influencer. It might just mean that God wanted that video to go viral so it could reach that many people. Not everyone is called to be an influencer. And not everyone is quite honestly built for this. And that's okay. I'm not trying to make it seem like a big crazy job or like it's a whole bunch of hard work and labor. But it does require a lot of responsibility because you're required to lead people in a holy manner. And I think a lot of people are just passive to that calling and to that responsibility. Not everyone's called to do this. And that's okay. Not everyone's built for it. And that's okay. That just means you're built for something else. And I think that it's kind of coming off harsh, but it needs to be said because there's a lot of people who are called to be missionaries or called to be a lawyer or a teacher or even, I don't even know what it is, But they're allowing the status of being an influencer or social media, all this stuff, come in the way of the thing that they actually need to step into. So yes, you need to hear this, because you're called to be an influence and not an influencer. And you could be an influence no matter what job you have or what career path you're on. My best friend, Annika, for an example, which is sitting right across from me, she, like, me and her are complete polar opposite, especially when it comes to this social media junk. Because, like, how many followers do you have? Like, 1,000? I'm not trying to diss you. Yeah, but it sounded like that. But, like, I didn't mean it like that. But I'm going to make such an amazing point. Annika has 1,000 followers. I have, and I think sometimes we can compare stuff and then it makes one thing look better than one less. But just because Annika doesn't have a social media presence doesn't make her influence less significant. Because this woman is serving people like no other. And she's serving in communities and reaching people who have been lost. And just because she's doing it without a camera or without a TikTok song attached to it doesn't make what she's doing less impactful. And why I'm saying all this is because your status, it is not what's going to approve or disprove the impact that you're making on God's people. And I think sometimes when it comes to social media, it's really easy to compare and to just look at, oh, this and then, but this one looks better, because it's just like a numbers game. And it's just kind of like everyone wants to outdo one another. But the goal is not for us to become influencers, but for us to become influences, whether if it's on social media or outside of social media. And I'm so strong in saying this is because some of you aren't supposed to be on social media and your influence is supposed to be you somewhere else. But just because it's not in front of a camera doesn't mean that it's not impactful. Do we understand, church? Yo, little snaps. I hope the mic picks it up. And something I've, because there's only a select few people that I've met to where they're in Christian ministry and they are leaders, and you could tell they're supposed to be in the position that they're in. I've only met a few people like that, and I've been able to relate, thank goodness. But when it comes to leading on a pedestal and growing in front of people, it is very challenging. And I think I just want to come against every trend and everything that every worldly person or even Christian person will tell you when it comes to the social media thing, that, oh, you need to follow the trends. You need to do the trending TikTok dances and sounds. If a video blows up, just repeat it so many times. That's how you get followers. Like, that's what you'll hear people say. If you want to build an influence or a following and make money and all these revenue strategies and ABCDFG, like, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're doing it all very wrong, because you're never going to build an authentic audience off of that. From personal experience, as to why I've been able to build an authentic audience is because I've always been vulnerable and I've always done me, and I never did what anybody else was doing. And that's why they call followers for a reason. And I'm not trying to say that to be like, oh, y'all less than. No, it's just, that's just how it is. Some people are called to follow and some people are called to lead. But people aren't going to want to follow someone who's doing something that a leader is doing. It's like, they might as well just go follow the person who's leading all of it. Because you'll see all these people trying to be people that they're not, because they're trying to keep up with the trend and they're not gaining influence because they're looking like everybody else. And then what's even scarier is you'll see a lot of Christians who do all these dancing trends and just even trending sounds and stuff on TikTok, and you don't even know they're Christian
because their content looks exactly like the world's, and they're more worried about building a platform instead of bringing people to the altar. It's sad. And it's showing how greedy the influence that people have is. And if you are called to step into social media, I would like to advise you to not listen to the people who tell you to follow every trend, to do the dances, to override a post. Like, if it does good, do it again and keep doing it until it runs out. Like, don't do, make what you're called to create. If you are, if God has called you to be a creative, to do different things, to step, and I'm not saying that you're not allowed to explore, create new things. If anything, I'm such a fan of that. I believe that social media is a great place for you to express the creativity that God has given you and new ideas and insights and hobbies. But let all of your content reflect God's character. Whether if that's a cooking video or a fashion video or a preaching video, let all of it reflect God. And as soon as you let your niche come before the gospel, you're doing it wrong. That was freaking good. That is stinking good. Someone needed to hear that. We are the salt of the earth, but yet we are set apart. Represent that. How can I reach God's people? How can I reach people? But how do I not look like everything that I'm scrolling on? And I really do believe that everything, what is it? 1 Corinthians. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And you're not giving God the glory if you look like everybody else. Everyone's going to be confused on who you're giving the glory to. Or they're not even going to think about it. Like, I truly, like, people who know me and know me from my platform know I'm Christian. And sure, it could be because, like, I preach and all this stuff. But some people, like, only see my fashion stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, you're the Christian girl that does fashion. Or you're the Christian girl on a podcast. And just, like, all this stuff. But it's not because I'm shoving Jesus down your throat. It's because if you watch me or talk to me for more than 5 seconds, you're going to know who my daddy is. It's like I'm watching a whole bunch of creators and I don't know who their dad is. Represent God with everything that you do. If you don't know how to do it, you could ask him. Good thing wisdom is for free, because when I was converting my content from secular and worldly to Christian content, and I don't necessarily mean it like how I said, Jesus shoving down your throat, but more so of like clean, appropriate, God, how can I introduce my hobbies and your word and your morals simultaneously? I had to ask for wisdom on that because no one else was doing that. No one taught me. But God directed me and I trusted in him. And I think sometimes people are trying to go to people before they go to God when it comes to this stuff. And they get frustrated that people aren't giving them the right answers when all you needed to do was go ask God. So basically what I'm trying to say in that part is that don't look like everybody else when it comes to this. Because I truly do believe that everyone is beautifully and wonderfully made. And you could give all the glory to God just by showing the gifts that he has naturally given you. And you don't got to hit the wall to some Meg the Stallion to do it. You could do it just by being you. And real, huh? You said hit the wall to the, I'm a savage. Like, no, you're a child of God. Like, calm down. We both did the same thing. Like, we don't need to act like something that we're not. Real is always going to recognize real. Just be you. Make content that you like. Content that you enjoy. Under the obedience of God. Stay consistent and watch it do good. Because if you start following trends and doing all this other stuff, like, sure, you'll build an influence, but it won't be under obedience. And I'd rather be obedient than looking like everybody else and getting a check. I'm going to keep it a book. So when it comes to the spiritual labor of holding an influence, I think there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes that just isn't happening like externally. So it's like, obviously I hold a platform and you guys watch me grow because there's a camera in front of me. And as much as I would like to say, dang, everybody sees my whole life, there's like actually a lot that happens behind the scenes that you don't see. And I think a lot of people want position and power, but they don't want to carry the burden that comes with it. So when it comes to influence and holding a position of leadership, people want to host the podcast and say a good word, but their prayer closet is collecting dust and it got bugs up in it and scary monsters because light hasn't seen it. And your on-camera time, ew, Annika, that burp is crazy. Your on-camera time needs to be just as important, if not less, than your secret time that you have with the Lord, with community. And I wrote down like a few things of things I've seen and things I put in practice. Because when you hold a platform like this, you have the responsibility of not just teaching and leading people and exemplifying God's love and his word on a screen, but also to live in his holiness aside from being in front of a camera. And you'll tell when people are actually practicing what they preach, because there's been people I've seen in person that I've seen online, and they talk about God, Jesus, and all this stuff, and I'll see them in person and they rude and unapproachable. And it's because you could see really what the intent behind their content is. It's to make a name for themselves and to do all these things when it's actually just a pedestal for God to be God. And your secret space is just as important as your platform. And your platform, like your space for content, is a space for you to exercise your humility so God can exercise his strength. Like everything, I pray every time we on this podcast, and what do I always say? God, I am weak. Please be strong. This is not my podcast. This is yours. And I'm not saying this to like tap myself on the back and be like, oh, I do this, I'm humble, all this stuff. No, like humble people don't say that. They're humble. What I'm trying to say is that this podcast would not be possible without me laying that down to God and being like, this is yours. Because as soon as I rob him from that, he's not getting any of the glory. It's a constant laying it down. I think another part that comes with the spiritual labor of this is being self-accountable and checking your heart at all times. I've never had to be so self-aware in my dang life because there's other people at stake. Not in a bad way to where I try to people please, but because I know that I'm just in a more responsible position. This is what James talks about. And there's a responsibility I have because I have to feed myself and then also feed others. But allow God to do that and not starve myself and still get my food from God and still allow God to teach me how to feed other people. And also just with spiritual labor is just like discernment, strengthening my mind, my accountability, becoming just a better leader behind the scenes. Like there's things that I've worked on that I've never even talked about on here. And that's fine because it needs to stay in my secret place. But some people's secret spaces is made out of glass. And you can see right through them. Even like behind the scenes, just like constant prayer, fasting, being in his word. You literally cannot be passive when it comes to influence like this, because it's just an honor to speak for God. And it's not something that should just be so dee dee dee. It's like, no, this is serious. And there's a lot of spiritual work that needs to be put in. There's a lot of discipline and self-awareness. And there is a responsibility that you hold. And there's a lot of things that you're going to combat. And you got to lean and run to God on. Because he's going to be your ultimate support through this. Not people, not likes, not approval, not DMs. It's all of this stems from God. Even like, I wrote this down on my notes. I put fighting pride and self-glorification. It's easy to get caught up in the hype when people are constantly telling you how great you're doing. Give God all the glory. And I think that's where we see a lot of leaders like shift, is they started off humble. And then all of a sudden, you could just tell they're doing it for them now. Because it's easy to fall for that trap when everyone's telling you you're doing good. And I feel like that was like kind of a, not like a struggle, but like an observation I made really early on, because a lot of people were like, oh, you're doing so great. You. And immediately I just say, it's all God. It's not me. Because it's not. Like, I can't take any credit, because all I'm doing is sitting down, setting up a camera and a mic, and God's doing the rest because he wants to help his people. And I think a lot of people admire the position, but they don't want to carry the burden. And again, James 3:1, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. That's the burden. You are going to be judged way more strictly. And are you willing to lay things down for the sole purpose for the gospel to be preached? I don't think a lot of people step into leadership and think that. There's been things I didn't even think I had to lay down, but I had to for the sole purpose to hold this platform and to be in partnership with God, because I can't take these things with me to where God wants me to go. And I would just like to ask, for those who are in influence, is your own desires or trends getting in the way of people seeing Christ in you? This is a kingdom job. I don't know why people aren't taking this seriously. And even like in this position too, like a part of the burden is not even just being judged more strictly, but you're going to have a way, way bigger adversary and a lot more enemies. Because I talked about this on my podcast so many times. Everybody got everything to say about Emmy when it comes to what I wear, what I listen to, all these things. And a part of the burden is that you're going to receive lots of opposition, but you have the responsibility to respond out of wisdom. And that's hard within itself. Romans 14:13-15. You just moving so slow, Annika, like a little turtle. No, it's okay. Romans 14:13-15. It says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind and not put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do it by eating or destroy. Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died. As a leader, you have to be okay with laying things down for your brothers and sisters so Christ can be magnified, basically. And there's been some things that I had to lay down, not because people told me to, but because God told me to, just so my brothers and sisters wouldn't stumble. Obviously, we're sinful and we're not perfect, but God expects us to partner with him in willingness. And bro, your freaking robe in the walk is hilarious. Like, for an example, there's been like y'all see me grow online, so let's act like let's be for real. there have been certain songs or like things I've worn to where it made people feel like a type of way. And I had to take those things to God and let the Holy Spirit convict me and not people. And God gave me the guidance on how to lead people properly, to not let them stumble under my behalf. So my job as a leader is to not let anything come before the gospel. It's a responsibility. People shouldn't determine your convictions. God should. If a brother or sister is bothered, like, take it up to God and ask him. Like, don't let people override what God is trying to tell you. Because sometimes I feel like the body could be really loud. Like, and what I mean by that, like, say the hand is complaining to the foot, but the foot's not doing anything wrong. It's actually just the hand's perception. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes there's instances to where someone was tripping off of something. I took it up to God and he was like, they need to deal with some less problems. You're good, Emmy. Like, I've had people sexualize me and I was in a sweatsuit. Like, that was something they need to go deal with. Feel me? And, I just think there's so much responsibility. I know that's like the number one word I'm using, but it's, I can't emphasize how big it is. There's so much responsibility in holding a platform and reaching so many people, because a lot of people are being misguided. And I'm tired of seeing people get hurt from the church, because people don't know what they're talking about and they're acting passive. This can't be no more. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect by any means. I'm not saying that I'm doing this 110% right and that I'm the most perfect leader. But being someone who is in leadership and who has held a successful platform due to the obedience of God, there is wisdom that is found in it. And this does need to be talked about, because a lot of people are trying to step into something that they have not been called into. And to the people who have been called to it, they don't know how to manage it. And my quick answer is to just seek the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. But first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. If you want to make an impact and allow God to use you, seek the kingdom, everything else will fall. As soon as you seek yourself first, as soon as you seek followers and content and all this stuff, it will never prosper in the way that God wants to prosper it, because you're no longer relying on him. You have to rely on him in order for you to walk in obedience when it comes to this and when it comes to leadership. And, I would just like to encourage you guys by praying about this. If the Lord has called you to social media, that is beautiful. That is great. Pray about it, how he is wanting to lead you. What does the gospel say? What does the word say? And if he hasn't, then I would encourage you to ask and even fast about the thing that God wants you to step in and how he wants you to make an impact. Whether if it's at the grocery store or your work, or maybe if it is a public ministry that isn't on social media. How is God wanting to use you? Not how is the world wanting to use you to spread God's word. How is God wanting to use you? We are all made for very specific reasons. And this is not a time to be doing the same thing. We are not all supposed to have the same calling. It's time to get up and get it going. And I hope this helps some people. I feel like I was kind of like strict to this, but this, it's a very serious topic, because there's a lot of responsibility tied to it. And as soon as I act, oh, this is fun and just whatever, it takes away the seriousness and the depths of how important this is to lead people and to reach people. And everybody has a responsibility to be leaders and to make disciples of all nations, but it doesn't all look the same. I just know that social media is big and popping right now, and I wanted to give the best language I could to it. I feel like I did a good job. I feel like God did a good job. But yeah, happy 1 year, y'all. I think I'm good. I think that was a good little epi. Yeah, I feel good about that. It's 10:30. I got to fly out tomorrow morning. You got to leave this crib at like... Bro, I got to leave here at like 3:45. It's crazy. So yeah, thank you guys for watching this little episode. And for celebrating 1 year with me. And just hearing what God has put on my heart. I'm so excited for another year. Yes! It's going to be so awesome. Yeah, I'm just so excited to see what God's going to do. Quick things, if you've been saved or if you need prayer requests, there's a link either in my link tree, my Instagram bio, or if you're watching on YouTube, down below. If you've been saved or if you need prayer requests, it's down there. Let me serve you. Let me pray for you. If you also feel led to tithe towards this ministry, there's also a Cash App link that you could donate to. I'm working on something more professional. The Cash App kind of look ghetto, but it's okay. We're working on it. But yeah. Yep. I think that's good. Annika's back. What'd you... Oh, you got an Oreo? The mint one? They're so gross to me. You like them? Yeah. I like the double stuffed Oreo.
But these thin...
Oh, they're the thin ones. Can you shut my door all the way? Thank you.
Thin ones, but they were...
Over... I can't get into thin, mint Oreos because I like thin mints from Girl Scout cookies too much.
It reminds me of it.
But it don't hit the same. It don't hit the same. Let me know what y'all favorite Girl Scout cookie is. I don't know how you're going to tell me, but yeah. Okay, we ending this, y'all. Peace and love. Love you guys. See you 2 weeks from now. Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Bye, you guys.